Static.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles, how you doing?
Miles, good.
How you doing
yourself?
This evening?
What?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'd say I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Doing okay.
Doing good.
Doing good. Yeah, there. Hey there. Doing well.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, and we just talked about it a few minutes ago. Wow, people are watching the videos on the YouTube. Can't stop talking about the YouTube.
YouTube, www.youtube.com.
Something like that, yeah.
Our stuff's on there. Go watch it.
Yeah, we got...
Go watch it.
There's a new... You know, I talked about the Podscope phrase of the week, kind of joking around the last two shows.
Sure.
And there's a new thing called Podzinger, which is very similar, and somebody got to us through that. I can't remember the word they were looking up, but... It was some weird-ass word. I was like, I can't remember what,
that's
remember what
good.
It was.
Yeah,
that's good. Shit. What am I supposed to remember this shit? I need to write it down. I need a secretary.
Yeah.
An intern. I need something.
Oh. Yeah.
Of course, I couldn't have an intern because they'd have to come into the house, and I wouldn't allow
that. Yeah, so you wouldn't allow that.
Yeah. I would not allow that, no.
Right.
No. But... trying to think. So Thanksgiving coming up soon here?
It's coming up, yeah. I have guests already. I have guests.
Oh, you have Thanksgiving guests already?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Talk about some freeloaders trying to get into the free food like a half a week early.
No, the pressure's on because I'm recording this down in the basement. My parents are visiting and they're like within earshot of the show now. And I feel a need to like clean up my language this week. You know, like,
you're such a potty mouth.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm like, oh, great.
You have children.
Yeah, I know. I know. Now I've got to clean it up this week. You know, like,
well, on that note, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This won't be too embarrassing. But I was wondering, you know, since you have children and you're such a potty mouth.
Right.
Like, whenever you, you know, pass gas, break wind... Cut a fart. What terminology do you use? Like, what do you call it?
Fart.
Yeah, fart. Right.
Right.
That's what I say. I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
No, why? What's the big debate about that?
Well, I ripped one this evening in the hallway, and my daughter like was throwing a fit because it really stunk bad. I don't know what I ate, but
onion rings or something.
No, I hadn't had any onion rings, but
it was really
bad. But she's, you know, she said, "Boy, your farts stink." You know,
right.
Got to plug up that butt. It stinks. And I was just thinking about it. I was thinking about when I was a kid, my parents never said fart, and I was just curious to see if that was just a generational thing or whatever. So
I don't know.
My parents always said, like, you know, pass gas. Oh, I'm gassy, you know.
Right, right.
You know, right. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They never said fart, so. But that's the word around here.
Woo! Right. No.
Get farted. No. It stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much straightforward here, I would say.
So you might poll your parents, you know. What's their favorite word? You know, break wind or what?
No, I think
I got the winds.
I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. That's
no.
That's
fine. Was a bottom burp.
Trouser cough or something.
Something like trouser cough.
I don't know.
But anyway, okay. Well, I guess I'll leave that.
Yeah, they've gone to bed. So
they've gone to bed. Oh wow.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want to be on the show. Believe me, they don't.
Yeah, no kidding. Ugh. I'm not going to talk to that asshole. That son of a bitch.
But, although you so want them to be on the show. It's killing.
Did.
I know. This whole thing is killing you. You're like...
Well, I talked briefly to your mother before she went to bed, so...
Right.
I sent her off to sleep with a little...
You probably secretly recorded it, knowing you.
No, I did not. I did not record
Next week, the hidden...
Like, Just like you record everybody in your bathroom, but that's... But anyway, speaking of farts...
Yeah, you have more.
Yeah, I have more.
Oh, geez.
That's why I was thinking about this.
And here's a segue into his story.
That's right. There you go. So I was at this, I guess you call it kind of an event, right? This is a church thing, which makes it more weird.
Yeah.
So, I got like all kinds of things in my head about this, but they were doing a deal where they would watch your kids, like babysit.
Right.
For I think it was like 4 hours. And you could go shopping or whatever, do whatever.
Oh, okay, right.
So it's a fundraiser for the church, and then the kids come, and you know.
Right.
Well, believe it or not, I got volunteered to help out and watch the children.
Oh, you?
My wife volunteered me, yeah, because she was volunteering, and so.
Don't you love when your like wife volunteers you for that kind of stuff? You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Good.
My first thing was, I'm not responsible for anybody's children, am I?
Oh.
She's like, no.
Oh, are you Tommy Lee or something?
Yeah,
or what?
Exactly. You never
stay out of the pool. If your kids go in the pool.
That's right.
I'm not responsible if your kids go in that pool, man.
She was like the responsible one, and I was just trying to help out. So.
Sure, yeah, I know that.
I was cool with that. So I'm like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So we were there, and I was trying to help out, and I kept smelling this horrible odor.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it me? Because, like, we went out and had pizza before this whole event, right?
Could be.
And I'm glad it wasn't Mazio's. We went to Pizza Hut. Thank goodness, or else I would have been running for the bathroom. But
right.
So I'm like, well, maybe I just got, you know, gas, got the farts from Pizza Hut.
Right.
But it wasn't me, because I wasn't, it wasn't me.
Right.
And so I keep smelling this, and it's like I couldn't pinpoint it. But it was either this other old lady, we'll just call her Betty, who was helping out, or the kids. And I kept, like, at every
You know what? My money's on Betty.
It could have been.
My money's on
but
Betty.
But I smelled it after we left her area, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I kept running into this wall of funk. I'm telling you, it was horrible. Little bastards were just farting all over the place.
You sure it was some kid with a dirty diaper or something, or...
No, because we didn't have little kids. We had, like,
18-year-olds.
Grade
hey,
schoolers.
Man,
yeah.
This place sucks, man.
Well, see, it was called pajamas, right?
Yeah.
So some people wore their pajamas and kids wore their pajamas. So I made another request that I did not have to wear my pajamas. So...
Oh, I can just picture that. Oh,
I was not going to wear my pajamas.
That's got to be scary. I can see you wearing like a wife beater. And
That's what I'm wearing right now. What are
you talking
about?
There were like pizza stains on it. Yeah,
no
like,
stains. Thanks.
Come on in, kids.
Yeah. Well, normally I'm very sparse on my evening attire, so it's not a good idea. But you speak about the 18-year-olds, right?
That just scares me to think of that. That's very...
Well, they had like some like high school kids and stuff helping out. And they were wearing their pajamas, and I'm telling you, it was a bad deal. I went to...
Yeah, I think I know where the story's going.
Oh, my God. So not only got to smell farts, I got to avert my eyes like every 2 seconds, you know what I mean? Like a bunch of Christina Aguilera wannabes prancing around in their Lady Marmalade outfits. I'm like, I was praying not to be blinded or basically be run out of the place, you know what I mean?
Hey, nice back tattoo, Brittany.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sweet.
I'm like avoiding them like the plague, talent.
I just got my tongue pierced.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
Oh,
you're like,
Christ.
Oh no, oh boy.
Oh, spaghetti scraps. How interesting.
He really picked the wrong night to talk to about this. He really did.
Why is that? What's wrong with talking about it?
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, I'm just that's like...
You are beautiful.
You know, my wife's there, and I'm just like, you know.
Bob, you better not be looking over there.
I wanted the feed bag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
But then I'd keep your head down, and all you got a whiff was, like, you know, rancid ass. Some kid ate, like, you know, 1,500 chicken McNuggets before he got there, and he's like, pooting them all out.
Nice.
Anyway,
that's nice.
That's what's happening with me.
That's nice.
I was asphyxiated and blinded all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it was a good time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Man. It actually was. I made some joke about
South Yeah, it sounds Bob. Like it. Yeah, it sounds like it was real.
What's going on with you?
I got thrown out of a store.
What? Okay.
I got thrown out of a store this week.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
What were you doing in the store?
I got to continue my series since it's getting around the holiday season of when white people attack.
That's right. I was going to say, you put down white people like last week or whatever.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, you know, was all upset. So someone cut in front of me at Walmart.
I was going to say, you guys celebrating Kwanzaa this year then? Or what?
Oh, man. So I thought it couldn't get any worse than that, right?
Yeah. So what happened?
I'm up in the Quad Cities, you know, on some business.
You know, you say that, and I kind of know where that's at, but to be honest with you, doesn't mean anything.
That's okay. I'm trying to hide this a little bit, actually, so this guy doesn't sue me, basically.
All right.
Let's just say the Quad Cities, okay?
All right.
So my son, Miles Jr., has... A long time ago, I obtained like this Chinese coin.
Gotcha.
And I didn't know what it was. It looks, you know, a little bit old, and I've always been curious about it. And I've asked Oriental people about it in the past, and no one's really been able to tell me much about it.
Right.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll just go to some coin shops and dealers and such. Right?
I hear you. I got it. It's a good idea.
I jump into this store, the first store, let's say.
Yeah.
And there's a real nice lady there, and she's...
Coins are us. Oh, cut out a little bit there. You got to repeat that.
Cut out a little bit.
The lady tells me that there's a brand new coin store across the street.
Okay.
Right? This guy dabbles in, you know, sports cards and, you know, coins and antiques, and he knows a lot.
A real
loser. Okay.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, I'm all hyped up. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, you know. So
you
I bebop
over there.
Bebop over there. There's a guy that kind of looks like John McCain with, like, glasses, you know.
Oh, Christ.
And he's on his cell phone. He's talking to somebody. He's like, hold on, wait a minute. Someone came in. Like, I've just interrupted some weird conversation he was having, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know what. But
you give me those counterfeit, you know, Sandy Koufax cards.
Yeah, no, I come in, I hand him this coin, and I start explaining it a little bit. And he looks at it for about a second. He goes, I don't know much about this. I don't really deal in these.
Where'd you get this?
He goes, but now here's the kicker. Now he's like, but then again, this doesn't mean shit to me.
Right.
I'm like, okay. He goes, they're a bunch of fucking gooks, basically.
Oh, Christ, okay.
I'm like, okay. All right, you know.
Yeah.
And he keeps, you know, saying, you know, fucking gooks. I'm like, okay, all right.
Nice.
And he's like, well, I've been shot 3 times, so I can say that.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, because it's real uncomfortable now. Now it's like a real weird, you know, thing going on, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm like trying to find like a good exit strategy out of the store. I should have just left, you know.
Were you perhaps a POW or something?
I don't know. It was very weird. It was very weird. You know, John McCain with glasses. I'm just like all weirded out.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
So I think, well, maybe I'll switch the subject and we'll talk sports or something, because maybe he's just, you know, having a bad, you know, thing or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So I make a joke about the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, now I've just, like, touched, like, another nerve with this guy.
He loves the pack.
He loves the pack. He tells me to get out. He goes, you've got to go. And he kind of motions.
Did he keep your coin?
No, he gave it back to me. He actually put it in a little container, actually. It was nice. I don't know why he did it, but he actually put it like in one of those nice little coin, you know, things you could put coins in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why he did that, but he just did after he was just saying fucking gooks, you know, for like five or six times. But so I give it back to me, and I make this joke about the Packers, and he's like, you've got to go. Out. I'm a Packers fan, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's okay. I was just joking. He goes, yeah, but I'm not joking. You've got to go.
Okay.
So now it's really weird now. I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks. I'll see you later, huh? You know, I leave. I go back to the...
You got your kid with you at this point?
No, thank God I didn't have my kids with, because the kids would have had, like, really weird questions for me afterwards.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
So then I go back to the original store I was in with a nice lady. I go, lady, there's a Section 8 over there.
What's in the sports?
They're a crazy son of a bitch in the
Army.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I go, this guy's Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
She's all shocked. Like, he is? You know, she's like, oh, I don't know him or anything. I'm like, I wouldn't send anyone over there, especially no Oriental people, because he's ready to kick ass. John McCain is ready to kick ass over here. Isn't that weird?
You're just waiting for me to do my Christopher Walken, aren't you?
I go.
I kept coin. This coin up my ass.
The coin.
The coin.
Shit to me.
That's right, right?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
I have been sitting on this story for almost a whole week.
I almost called you wider than me, that's for sure.
I almost called you the day it happened. I was like, we've got to do a show today. Today, while it's still fresh in my mind.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? I like every pet peeve or nerve this guy had, I was just pushing the button, man. I was like, like, okay, doesn't like any Oriental people. Okay, yeah. Don't make fun of the Packers.
Hey, my wife Soon Yi gave me this.
I know. You know, my neighbor is Oriental, as you know.
Right, yeah, Mr. Miyagi.
And I thought it'd be funny if I got him like a Green Bay Packers jersey and we went back down to the store. This guy would like flip out and be like, get out!
With like a cheese head.
Yeah, go anywhere.
Big cheese head.
I should actually, he's got a daughter, teenage daughter. Or no, she's not teenage. I should say. She's about 20. I should go back in and say, that's my wife.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'd like to kick your ass. Here's my wife. You know.
Please. You could never go out with a 20-year-old. Give me a break.
I know. No one would believe it anyway. But
Isn't that weird?
I don't know. It's like when white people attack month, man.
That's weird, man.
You know, first I get assaulted, verbally assaulted at Walmart 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's something weird in Iowa.
It's in the water.
Remember that?
Remember about a couple months ago,
I went to that air show and I said that one veteran was narrating the thing about the bomber. And he's like, the dirty Japs got what they deserved.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is with Iowa, man?
Well, I don't know, man.
It's always portrayed as, like, really laid back in the movies, but...
Evidently not.
There's something going on. There's something going down in this state, people. I don't know what
really
it is.
They're really hardcore people there. They got some
problems. Now, this is something, like, on Main Street America, okay? This isn't, like, someone's house or out in the country or...
I mean, this is like a
downtown location. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
Isn't that weird, though?
I'd say that's a little bit weird.
I go, man, it's just a coin, dude. You know, it's not.
I think you must look really, really white. You must look kind of Aryan.
I don't know. I don't know what I look like. I bring out the worst in people. I don't know.
I know. I don't think I look that white. You look whiter than me. That's my guess.
I don't know.
I look kind of Jewish, maybe.
I wonder if I would have brought in like some, you know, swastikas. The guy would have probably like, let me see those.
What he was talking about.
Let me see those.
Maybe he was talking to Goering on his cell phone.
I don't know who he was talking to. What I interrupted on that cell phone, but I think it must have been something good because he wasn't having none of me. Man, out.
Oh, my. That's an interesting story. Right.
Yeah, true story. This, honest to God, there's no embellishment on that story. There's zero.
Wow.
On that story.
A little racist coin collector going on.
Yeah. What is up with that?
Oh, I love the coins. I hate the people.
Chinese.
Yeah, but see the. Anyway.
There's a billion of them. You know,
typically, gook slang doesn't equate to Chinese, and there's a lot of different Oriental people.
See,
I mean, come on.
Didn't I have a similar story like 5 years ago about the guy with the red-nosed pit bull? I said he was upset about the foreign people that owned the gas station, and he was calling them some racist name, which wasn't even... He was calling them gooks, and they were like Arabs, like Iranian or something. And he was like, yeah, those gooks. Remember that? Like 5 years ago, I had this story.
Pull it out. Let's just pull any racist name out of the book, and we'll just call people whatever,
And his thing was the same thing. Like, well, I'm a veteran, so I can say this.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which I'm not coming down on veterans, believe me. I'm not. God bless
the
veterans.
Right, it was just Veterans Day the other day.
But I'm just saying, man, there's some people out there with some agendas, man. I'm
see, just because they say they're a veteran doesn't mean that they're,
I mean, this last guy never said he was a veteran. He said he'd been shot, so I assume he was a veteran, I guess. But
hey,
he kind of looked like John McCain, so I don't know.
The logic, if you're getting shot at, of being angry with the people who are shooting at you.
Actually, you know who he looked like? He kind of looked like J.T. Walsh.
Oh,
you know
Christ. That dude was freaky anyways.
Yeah, he kind of looked like more like J.T. Walsh. Now, if anyone knows who that actor is, he's dead now. But
He was in Sling Blade. He was the hairy arm guy in Sling
Blade. Yeah, he was the guy in the beginning of Sling Blade. And he was in like 100 movies. He's dead now, the poor guy.
He was in...
he looked just like that guy with white hair and glasses.
That Kurt Russell movie where he drove a truck.
Yeah, right. He's trying to kill Kurt Russell and his wife.
He was in...
That's who he looks like.
Pleasantville.
Looks like.
He was they're trying to tear down the bowling alley or something like
that. Yeah, he was in 100 movies, but if you know anything about an actor, that's who this guy looks like.
Of course,
J.T.
he was
Walsh,
creepy in
glasses.
Every one of his things, but he's a great
there you go.
Oh, Christ.
You know where I hid this coin?
You better quit smoking, man. You got the cough or something. You're still sick.
Got the croup.
Well, best of luck with your family there.
You know what? I'm not leaving the house anymore.
I hope it all goes well.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you find out what that coin is.
That's okay. I'm done with coins.
I think you're going to have to ask Mr. Miyagi, but I think he's Korean, isn't he?
He is Korean, actually.
Yeah, so he's not going to be able to help you with a Chinese coin, probably.
Hey, I love Oriental, man. I love Oriental.
Hey, there you go. Just say you're Oriental from now on.
I would never say fucking gooks. I wouldn't.
Well, you just did.
Not in a store.
Oh, okay.
Not in a store, I wouldn't.
I'll just say it on the internet.